They say if you remember the 60s, you weren't there. Well, I've got a few patchy recollections at least. My earliest musical influence was probably my father playing sea shanties on the accordion and listening to classical music on WQXR out of Manhattan. But as the 60s rolled in, there were plenty of folk singers I latched onto.
It ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe. It don't matter anyhow. And it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe. If you don't know by now, when the rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm traveling on. Don't think twice, it's all right. It ain't no use in turning.
Favorites were Bob Dylan, Donovan, Ian and Sylvia, Judy Collins, and Joni Mitchell. But for some reason, my most consistent preference was Peter, Paul, and Mary. So, for old time's sake, thought I'd play a couple of Yarrow, Stookey, and Travers tunes on My Two Cents this week.
Still, I wish there were something you would do or say to try and make me change my mind and stay. We never did too much talking anyway, so don't think twice, it's all right.
Up now is PP&M covering Dylan's Don't Think Twice in 1963. Their popular rendition also boosted the sales of Bob's album at the time.
Good old word gal, so I'll just say fare thee well. I ain't saying you treated me unkind. You could have done better, but I don't mind. You just sort of wasted my precious time. I don't think twice, it's all right. It ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, like you ever did before. It ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, I can't hear you anymore. I'm a-thinking and a-wondering all the way down the road. I once loved a woman, a child I'm told. I gave her my heart, but she wanted my soul. Don't think twice, it's all right.
I love their bittersweet lyrical songs best, but they had humor too. This is Norman Normal from 1966.
Someone you've got to meet him, and you see him every day. His face will look familiar, but in a most unusual way.
I'm John Waugh, and this is My Two Cents, playing a couple of tunes from my early musical love, Peter, Paul, and Mary. Let's fade this out on the short side so I can get in another favorite or two here. So many great songs to pick from. Here's What's Her Name from 1967.
Jimmy McGregor, hey, Jimmy, come here. Ain't Jimmy a son of a gun? What you been doing? How long has it been? Hell, 7 years, if it's been one. How's the preacher? How's Don? Did he go back to school? No kidding, I thought he was gay. Who, me? Oh, I'm great. I'm a father, you know. Yeah, two of them and one on the way. Oh, where she couldn't make it, she gets pretty tired. She started her last month today. I only came up for a couple of minutes. Believe me, I wish I could stay. Oh, and yeah, while I think of it, do you remember? Not for myself, for a friend, a girl that I brought here before I got married, a couple of times at the end. What's her name? She hardly knew me. Now her name means something to me. I wonder if she ever got over me. Anyway, I should be flattered for yesterday. At least I mattered. Where did it go? Jimmy, I tell you, we're two lucky guys. You've got everything that you planned. And all things considered, I've done fairly well. I mean, God's honest truth, man, I love Ruth. And what's her name? Thought I knew her. What's her name? What happened to her? I don't know why I'll never forget. What's her name?
I'm out of here now. Email me at kloijohn@gmail.com. Visit, stream, or donate at kloi.org on the web. Check it out with The Other Side of This Life, Peter, Paul, and Mary. Have a lovely week.
Another side of